的 deal。
我们今天早上来查考哥林多前书的一节圣经节。
And this morning I'd like to study with you a verse from 1 Corinthians。
请看哥林多前书的第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3
verse 18。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks he is wise by the standards of this age, he should become a fool, so that he may become wise.
在这里保罗给我们一个很有意思的建议。
Paul, give us a very interesting suggestion.
我们中间如果有人在世界的标准看起来有智慧的话，他不如变作愚拙，才能够成为有智慧。那我们就很难了解了。前面已经说有智慧，那后面又说要成为有智慧。
And so you may wonder, this verse first says that you are already wise. So why does Paul says you need to become wise?
啊，原来这个前面的有智慧是直接在世界的标准上。
The first wisdom he talks about is to be wise by the standards of the world.
也就是世界上的人认为你很聪明。
That is the secular people think you're very smart.
那世界上认为很聪明的人是谁？
And who do people think are smart?
啊，很会读书的。
People who can study very well.
很会赚钱的。
People who make a lot of money.
啊，在社会上很会做事情的。
People who are successful.
这些都是认为一般人认为有智慧。
Usually people think, if you can do all this, you are very smart.
那第二个智慧是什么智慧
？What is the second wisdom Paul talks about?
这个智慧就是属神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
是上头的智慧。
It is the wisdom from above.
啊，是天国的智慧。
This is the wisdom of the heavenly kingdom.
那这样看起来，保罗有一个经验，他觉得。如果在世界上很有智慧的人，啊，他在属灵上要成为很有智慧的人，啊，他要经过一个手续，这个手续就是要变成愚拙。
And so Paul is trying to tell us that if you're already wise in the world and you want to be wise, spiritually, then you must become a fool.
那这一点是最困难。
That is a difficult step.
我受这么多教育。
Think you're highly educated?
怎么能够叫我做一个愚拙？好像我承认说我什么都不懂。
How can you become a fool and admit you know nothing?
我在世界上经营这么有成就。
If I am so successful in the world,
我头脑比别人还聪明。
If I am smarter than others,
我怎么有办法叫我承认说我比别人不行
？How am I supposed to believe and admit that I am no better than others?
那这一点最困难。
That is very difficult.
叫世界上很聪明的人感觉到说他是很愚拙的，最困难。
For someone in the world who is wise in the world, would feel that he is a fool.
如果一个人能够做到很聪明，但是觉得自己很愚拙，下一步就出来。
And, but if a person can consider himself a fool, then we can see the result.
下一步就是他会在神面前变成很聪明。
He will become wise.
这个是最困难的，但是最重要的。
That is the most difficult but the most important step.
那我们从哥林多前书第一章到第三章来看两件事情。
We can find two things in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to 3.
第一件事情就是还没有信耶稣的人。
The first is about those who have not believed in Jesus Christ.
他先要认为自己很愚拙，他才有办法信耶稣。
They must consider themselves fools in order to believe in Jesus.
如果一个人没有认为自己很愚拙，他不可能会信耶稣。
If a person does not consider himself foolish, it is impossible to believe in Jesus.
为什么这样说
？Why do I say that?
在第一章里面哈，我们看哥林多前书的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 21.
世人凭着自己的智慧，既然不认识神。人就乐意用人所当作的愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
22.
犹太人是要神迹，希腊人是求智慧。23. 我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为民主，但是
对，
但是在那蒙召的人，无论是犹太人或者希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧，
这是
没法，因为神的愚拙比人聪明，神的软弱比人强壮。这个地方提到说犹太人跟希腊。
This passage talks about the Jews and the Greeks.
这是两种不信耶稣的人的代表。
They represent two types of unbelievers.
一种就是希腊人。
One is like the Greeks.
啊，如果我们记得《使徒行传》记载，保罗到雅典的亚利巴德去传道。
You may remember in the Book of Acts.Paul traveled to the Areopagus in Athens, Greece.
那雅典就是希腊的首都。
Athens was the capital city of Greece.
所以雅典保罗传道的经验可以代表希腊人在想什么。
And so what the people, what the Athenians thought about is representative of Greek thought.
那时候在市场上有很多人在那里说说听听。
And in public places, people like to talk and listen to new ideas.
所以这个民主的意念也是从那个地方出来。
And that was the origin of democracy.
就是每一个人可以讲你自己的想法。
You believe that every person can voice his opinion.
不能够有思想的控制。
Cannot control any thought.
因为每一个人的想法可能不一样。
And they believe that.Everyone has a different idea.
那保罗到那里传道，他们也叫保罗说：“你来呀、啊，讲一个道理给我们听听。”
So when Paul arrived, they asked Paul to tell them some interesting ideas.
然后在雅典那个时候就有两派的哲学思想。
And in Athens, in those days, there were two schools of thought.
一种哲学思想是禁欲主义。禁欲就是人要控制欲。
One school of thought believed that man must control their desires.
另外是放纵主义。
And the other believed that man should indulge in his desires.
人生最大的善就是快乐。
That the goodness in human beings is enjoyment.
只要活得快乐，就是表示人生是好。
They believed as long as you're happy, then you live a good life.
痛苦就是不好。
And pain is never good.
那这个两派的哲学思想就是在当时非常的流行。
And so these two different schools of thought were popular in Athens.
那保罗到了这个亚利巴德传道，就跟他们辩论起来。
So Paul debated with them.
就是在讲这个主耶稣的道理给他们。
And he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to them.
但是因为那个时候人头脑很聪明。
But the people were wise.
每一个人都有自己的想法。
They knew a lot.
所以保罗在传福音的过程当中，他虽然在雅典跟他们辩来辩去，但是到最后信耶稣也没有几个。
But Paul discovered that even though he spent all day debating with them, not many people believed.
但是在希腊人当中啊，就也是有一些人到后面来信耶稣。
But from there were believers from the Greeks.
所以同样，这个希腊人哈，本来不信神的人，有一些人到最后还是不信耶稣，但是有一些人到最后就信了耶稣。
All these Greeks were first unbelievers, but some remained unbelievers, but others believed.
为什么会这样改变
？Why do some people change？
在这个第一章里面，保罗有提到
，Chapter One, Paul tells them，
有一些人到最后没有，还是没有办法信耶稣。
Some would not believe in Jesus，
因为他们用世界上的智慧想要认识。
Because they try to understand God with their worldly wisdom。
这二十一节，世人凭自己的智慧想要认识他，他就没有办法认识。
Verse 21 tells us that the world tries to understand God through their wisdom, and they cannot.
也就是说，他们觉得自己很有智慧。
They think they're wise.
也想要用自己的理性去判断到底有没有神。
They try to reason about God.
结果没有办法认识神。
But they cannot know God.
因为神不是用人的理性所能够去推敲得出。
Because you cannot conclude there is a God just by reasoning.
这个世界上的智慧没有办法认识神，有两个原因。
And there's two reasons why the worldly you cannot understand God through your worldly wisdom.
第一个原因就是神的伟大超过你的头脑能够了解。
First, God's greatness is beyond your understanding.
如果你头脑能够完全了解神，你才相信他，神已经不伟大。
If you only believe in God after you completely understand Him, then God is not worthy for your
所以当一个人说我要通过头脑想得通我才要相信神的时候他已经设下一个前提我没有办法认识神
If a person says, I won't believe in God until I completely understand, then he pretty much decided that he will not believe in God.
第二个原因,
Second,
因为当一个人头脑聪明的时候不容易谦卑。
When a person thinks he's wise, he cannot humble himself.
人不谦卑就没有办法认识神。
If we do not humble ourselves, we cannot know God.
对主耶稣说,
Jesus said,
说这个神的国像聪明通达的人就隐藏。
The kingdom of God is hidden to the wise.
像婴孩就显露。
But it is, manifested to, the infant.
聪明通达就书读的很多头脑很聪明的人。
The wise have studied a lot, and they know a lot.
神的国像他就隐藏。
That God's kingdom is hidden to them.
有时候我们像跟那个小孩子在玩玩捉迷藏的游戏。
You may have played hide and seek with kids.
小孩子两三岁。
With maybe 2 or 3 year old kids.
我们是大人。
And you are grown up.
我们头脑很聪明。
You're very smart.
我们可以藏在一个地方，两三岁的小孩子从来没有办法找到。
You can hide somewhere that they can never find you.
他们知道就在这里，就是看不到。
They may know you're somewhere around, but they cannot see you.
但是如果你愿意出来，他就找到你。
But if you step out, then they'll see you.
所以这个两三岁的小孩子能不能找到你呢？是你在控制，不是他在控制。
So it is up to you whether the 2-3 year old kid can find you.
我们对神的认知也是这样。
That is like how we know God.
所以对神的认知需要有上头的启示。
We need a revelation from above to believe.
这个上头的启示就是神在控制。
That is up to God.
我们跟神好像在捉迷藏。
We're like playing hide and seek with God.
我们人用很有限的智慧到处去找找找，找不到。
We try to find God with our limited knowledge.
神无限的神从上面看下来，发现人好像小孩子一样。
And when God looks down at us from heaven, we're like kids trying to find Him.
但是如果神本身要显现给我们看
，And if He shows Himself to us,
将他自己启示在我们心里面
，If He reveals Himself in our hearts,
那我们就认识了他。
Then we know Him.
所以认识神的关键不在乎你头脑多聪明，你下多少功夫，你都会去研究。
So the key of knowing God is not how much time you spend studying or trying to find Him.
是在乎神把他自己显示、启示在我们心里。
But whether or not God reveals Himself to your heart.
那神施恩给谦卑的。
God has mercy on the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
And God opposes the proud.
所以当一个人觉得自己很聪明没有办法谦卑下来的时候，他就没有办法认识神。
And when a person thinks he is wise and cannot humble himself, he cannot know God.
因此保罗才说，你要自以为愚拙，好成为有智慧。
That's why Paul says, be a fool in order to become wise.
因此我们有时候跟慕道者在谈道理。
So we share the gospel with you in person.
我们发现如果他不要受这么多教育，可能今天他也不信。
Sometimes you may feel if this person weren't so educated, he probably would have believed.
如果他的头脑是很普通的，他今天已经信了。
If they weren't so intelligent, they may have already believed.
那头脑聪明好不好呢？
But is it good to be intelligent?
书读得多好不好呢？
Is it good to study?
如果这一些智慧教导我们认识一件事情，就是好的。
If what we know and what we study teaches us, then that's good.
这一件事情就是说，我还有很多不知道。
If what we know and what we study tells us we still don't know a lot, then that's good.
那我们就在信仰上可以有很大的进步。
And we can still grow in faith.
那这个犹太人怎么没有办法信耶稣呢？
And on the other hand, why couldn't the Jews believe in Jesus?
他们也是在敬拜神。
They also worship God.
如果我们从圣经看起来，以后也有一些犹太人在信耶稣。
And the Bible tells us that later, Jews also believe.
那犹太人认为耶稣是很愚拙的。
The Jews consider Jesus a fool.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们对所谓律法的要求啊，认为耶稣没有办法达到。
Because they thought Jesus did not fulfill the law.
因为律法的要求就是要人有义。
The law required them to be righteous.
那犹太人就认为说，人要有义，就要努力遵守摩西的律法。
And the Jews believe that you achieve righteousness by observing the law of Moses.
这个是他们的智慧。
That was their wisdom.
但是这个智慧使他们没有办法认识神。
But their wisdom, because of their wisdom, they could not know God.
我们现在看罗马书第九章。
Let's read Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9. 31.
这个地方说, 以色列人追求律法的义, 反得不着律法的义,
32.
这是为什么呢? 因为他们不凭着信心求, 只凭着行为求, 他们正别在那磐石, 就这样算, 我们看第十章的第一节,
Let's go read chapter 10, verse 1.
弟兄们, 我心里愿意的, 是向神, 所求的是要以色列人得救，第二，但我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按真知识。第三，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意。这个地方在讲这个以色列人所追求。
This is what the Israel pursues.
他追求律法的意。
To pursue the law of righteousness.
那就是因为在律法的义他们有一些成就,
because they had attained some righteousness through the law,
所以这一些成就让他们产生一种满足跟骄傲,
they became satisfied and proud.
那也因为他们在自己的义上有某些满足跟骄傲, 所以他们没有办法认识神,
and because they were content with what they had achieved, they did not know God.
一个最明显的例子就是
The best example is the prayer of the tax collector and the prayer of the Pharisees. The Pharisees counted his righteousness before God. That was his pride.
但是那个税吏在数算自己的罪,
but the tax collector counted his sin.
这个就是他的谦卑,
that is his humility.
但是这两个人祷告完,
after these two men prayed,
那个税吏比法利赛人更有义,
the tax collector was more righteous than the Pharisees.
所以一个更大的智慧他们没有办法了解,
so these Jews did not understand a greater wisdom.
这个第十章第二节说, 这是真知识,
chapter 10 verse 2 tells us the true knowledge.
这个真知识就是说, 我们只要信耶稣, 接受洗礼, 你的罪就完全赦免, 你就有义。
The true knowledge comes from believing, knowing that if you believe in Jesus Christ and are baptized, then you are righteous.
在神面前, 我们就有义。
Before God, we're made righteous.
不是我们的行为称义,
we are not made righteous or justified by our works.
主耶稣称我们为义,
but it is Jesus who justifies us.
那当一个法利赛人在主的面前能够看清楚自己的罪,
so when a Pharisee can see his sin before the Lord,
他看清楚在属灵上自己生病了，有病,
if you realize that he is sick in spirit,
忽然间他就看到耶稣就是救,
then he will see Jesus the Savior,
然后他就得救,
and he will be saved.
所以一个聪明人, 不论在属灵上, 甚至在属世上或属灵上, 要成为愚拙, 到最后才能够变成有智慧。
So whether you're wise in the world or wise in the faith, you must first become a fool.
但这个就困难了一点。
所以保罗在哥林多后书里面在提到我们信主耶稣的一个障碍, and in 2 Corinthians Paul describes an obstacle in believing in God.
我们看哥林多后书第十章,
2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章,
2 Corinthians chapter 10,
第四,
verse 4.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事都一概攻破，又将人所有的心意都驳回，使他都顺服基督。这个地方在讲说，我们人没有办法信耶稣，是因为心里面有各样的拦阻。
Paul tells us that we cannot believe in God because of different obstacles.
那这个各样拦阻在第四章里面说, 是变成一个坚固的第四节, 变成一个坚固的营垒,
and these obstacles have become a stronghold.
那这个拦阻如果能够拿掉, 那人的心就会顺服基督,
and if we can demolish them, then we will submit ourselves to Christ.
那对保罗来讲, 这个拦阻是什么? 拦阻他信耶稣的这个坚固的营垒是什么?
What is the stronghold for Paul?
在律法在腓立比书里面保罗说律法上的义来讲我是无可指摘的。
In Philippians Paul says according to the law I am blameless.
这个就是他的拦阻。
That is his obstacle.
也就是坚固的营垒。
That is the stronghold in his heart.
使他没有办法真的来接受耶稣。
A stronghold that stops him from believing.
他一直到神光照他，他扑倒在耶稣的面前。
But when God shone His light on him and Paul fell.
后来他才认识他自己是罪人。
He realized that he was a sinner.
自己是罪人的头。
He was a chief sinner.
那有这个认识以后，他在认识主耶稣基督上就一直在进步。
And when he recognized that fact, then he came to know Jesus Christ more and more.
所以哥林多前书第三章里面讲，变成愚拙，好成为有智慧。
First Corinthians chapter 3 tells us to be a fool in order to become wise.
我可以指出我们信耶稣的入门的时候。
It first teaches us to be a fool when we believe in Jesus Christ.
那我们如果觉得自己很愚拙，我们就很容易信耶稣。
If you believe you are a fool, then it is easy for you to believe in Jesus.
因为我们容易追求神的启示。
Because then you will ask God to reveal Himself.
我们会谦卑像小孩子。
You will humble yourself like a child.
我们就容易信。
And you can believe.
那我们再回到哥林多前书的第三章。
Let's turn back to First Corinthians chapter 3.
那我们在信主以后啊，要成为愚拙，好变成有智慧。
After we believe in Jesus, we also need to be fools in order to be wise.
那第三章里面在提到哥林多教会有很多的问题。
Chapter 3 tells us many problems in the Corinthian church.
我们来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 3.
你们是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样式行吗？第四节
，verse four，
有的说我属保罗，有的说我属保罗。这个地方说，在哥林多教会里面，有嫉妒纷争。
There were jealousy and quarreling in the Corinthian church。
我们再看哥林多教会问题很多。
And we see even more problems in the church。
那照保罗看起来就是不够愚拙。
So in Paul says it is because they are not fools enough.
也就是对自己啊的智慧太有把握。
They still have too much faith in their own wisdom.
所以用自己的智慧啊想要来做事。
So they try to do things by their wisdom.
那这个智慧是你的肉体上地面上。
And the wisdom they rely on is the wisdom in the world.
所以就造成嫉妒纷争还有很多的事情。
That led to jealousy and quarreling in the church.
那如果哥林多教会能够每一个人觉得很愚拙
，If the members of the church believe they are all fools,
就是自己觉得没有什么智慧
，If each person believes that he himself is not wise,
那他就会成为有智慧的
，Then they will become wise.
也就是说有属灵智慧的
，They will become wise with spiritual wisdom.
因为这两个智慧所带给的结果是完全不一样。
Because the worldly wisdom and the spiritual wisdom leads to two different results.
好，我们现在来看雅各书。
Let's read James.
雅各书的第三章。
James chapter 3.
第三节。
James chapter 3 verse 13.
一直到十八。
To 18.
这段圣经就是在讲地上的智慧跟上帝。
This passage talks about two kinds of wisdom.
所带来不同的结果。
And it also tells us what they bring us.
不是。
Let's start with verse 14.
你们心里若怀着苦毒、嫉妒、纷争，也不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。十五节。
15.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地、属情欲、属鬼魔的。
16.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。那这个从14节一直到16节，在讲地上的智慧所带给人的结果。
Verses 14 to 16 tells us what the earthly wisdom brings us.
因为人都很聪明
，people are wise，
所以人不容易变成愚拙。
So they would not become fools.
人容易坚持自己的看法跟立场。
People like to stick to their opinion.
因此，这个智慧所带给人的是苦毒。
And so this wisdom brings us trouble. Bitterness.
就是人际之间的苦毒的存在。
There is a bitter envy between people.
那这个苦毒是从嫉妒跟纷争来的。
and that comes from their jealousy and quarreling.
啊, 那这个地上的智慧所带给人是自夸。
And the earthly wisdom also brings about boasting.
对自己有自信。
People have too much confidence in themselves.
不懂得靠。
They did not rely on God.
因为既然会自夸，表示我能够做什么，不需要神。
If they boast, they're saying, I don't need God.
那也带给人会说谎话。
And also this earthly wisdom will make us lie.
也就是没有办法做一个真实的。
And we cannot be true.
那这跟真道是不相合的。
That is opposite to the truth.
因为真道是实在。
Because the truth is what is real.
但是如果一个人在这个地上的智慧能够渐渐变成愚拙。
But if a person can become fools on earth,
然后就能够在属灵的智慧上不断在进步。
Then they will become wise in spirit.
这个属灵的智慧是什么？
What is the spiritual wisdom?
我们看
Let's read verse 17.
唯除上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平的，温良柔顺，满有灵敏，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，发自
内心，
并且使人和平，是用和平所栽种的种子。我们仔细看。如果我们每一个人能够在神面前成为有智慧
If each of us can become wise before God
也就是跟主耶稣一样
We become like Jesus
有上头的智慧
We gain wisdom from above
我们就发现我们每一个人的家庭都会因为这个属灵的智慧而变成一个非常美好的生活
Then you will have a good family life because of this wisdom from heaven
我们教会生活也是这样
And we will also the same in the church.
如果每一个人都很有上头的智慧
each member has wisdom from heaven
跟主耶稣一样
to be like Jesus
这个教会就完全变成了
then the church becomes the kingdom of God
那这里提到上头来的智慧提到几个特点
and James tells us of the characteristics of the wisdom from heaven
第一个是清洁
the first is a cleanliness
就是清洁
and purity
这个清洁就是指的没有罪
That is without sin
我们爱别人动机很清楚
And we love with a clear intention
就是为了别人好这样而已没有其他的动机
We love for the good of others and no other reason
我们爱教会
We love the church
就是为了教会好
For the good of the church
没有个人隐藏的动机在里面
And we do not have any ulterior motives
那这个是清洁
That is to be pure
那再来就是和平
Second, peace loving.
也就是一个人有上头的智慧，到最后就是带给人的和平。
A person with spiritual wisdom will bring peace.
主耶稣叫做和平的君。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
所以我们看主耶稣所成就的是人跟人之间的和平。
And he brought peace among men.
所以上头的智慧会带给人，让我们所说的话、所做的事情，到最后使人跟人之间不是对立，不是纷争，是和睦。
The wisdom from heaven will take away the quarreling and conflict with people.
那这个，我们人需要在神面前变成愚拙，然后才能够有这种智慧。
And we need to first become fools in order to gain this wisdom.
那再来就是温良跟柔顺。
Then comes being considerate and submissive.
所以我们看主耶稣在世界上他说我心里柔和谦卑。
Jesus said, I am gentle and meek.
我们要学我的样式。
Must learn from it.
你们要负我的轭。
You must take up my yoke.
那这样你们就必得享安息。
Then you will receive rest.
所以有时候我们发现，我们人跟人之间的关系，或者对事情的看法，让我的心里得不到安息。
If there is no peace with your in your heart because of conflict with others.
但是我们要学习主的样式。
Then we need to learn from Jesus.
心里柔和谦卑。
To become meek and gentle.
学习他的样式。
And to learn from his example.
那这样的话，我们。就很容易成就人跟人之间的和平。
Then we can also bring peace among men.
因为即使在家庭生活里面也是一样，一旦人开始动怒了，这个关系就发生裂。
Then in your family, if someone becomes angry, then that will only lead to trouble.
当一个人的讲的话语开始失去柔和、温良的时候，这个话语关系就会惹出很多问题。
When one person does not speak in gentleness and weakness, then that will only bring about trouble.
所以四书记里面在记载当时 基甸在对待当时的以法莲人。
The book of Judges tells us how Gideon spoke to the Ephraimites.
以法莲人跑来跟基甸理论。
The Ephraimites came to argue with them.
为什么你们打仗没有邀我去
？Why didn't you ask us to go battle with you？
因为基甸打胜仗。
Because Gideon had won the battle.
打胜仗有荣耀。
And he had earned respect.
其实基甸不是没有邀他去。
But Gideon had invited them.
他看到打仗很危险，他不去。
But the Ephraimites refused because they were afraid.
那现在基甸打胜仗了，他就来跟他理论。
And after he won, the Ephraimites came to a quarrel with him.
那我们看基甸怎么跟他讲话。
How did Gideon reply?
基甸用温良柔和的话跟他讲。
He spoke gentle words.
这个就是上头的智慧。
Because he has wisdom from heaven.
那讲完之后，这个以法莲人气就抵消了。
After he spoke, the Ephraimites were not angry anymore.
但是后来又有一族人来跟这个基甸人讲话。
But then another tribe came to speak with them.
跟这个以法莲人讲话。
Another tribe came to speak with the Ephraimites.
那个时候讲完话就征战起来。
And after that, there was a conflict.
请看四世纪的十二章。
Let's read Judges chapter 12. Judges chapter 12 verse 1.
说以法莲人聚集到北方，对耶和他说：“你们去与亚门人征战，为什么和没有我们同去呢？”这是第十二章
，Judges chapter 12，
第一
verse 1。
我们必用火烧你们的房。第二
，verse 2。
耶和他对他们说：“我和你的民亚门人大大征战，我招你们来，你们竟没有来救我们脱离手。我见你们不来救我，我就拼命和他们争去。”耶和华将他交到我手中，你们今日为什么上来攻打我呢？我们就看这个耶和他跟以法莲讲的都是实话。
Both Gideon and this man Jephthah spoke the truth.
所以这个耶和他就是态度很硬。
But Jephthah spoke harsh words.
没有这个温良跟柔顺。
He was not meek and gentle.
所以这一次对话以完就打起来。
And after he spoke to them, they fought.
结果第六节说死了四万两千人。
And verse 6 tells us that 42,000 men died.
所以我们知道上头来的智慧是温良，是柔顺。
The wisdom from heaven will make us gentle.
柔和的舌头能够折断骨。
And gentle tongue can break bone.
就带给人跟人之间的和睦。
It brings peace among men.
那这个叫做上头的。
That is the wisdom that comes from heaven.
但是地上的智慧常常让人没有想到这些。
But the wisdom of the world makes us forget that.
地上的智慧常常觉得我们有道理，我们就要争。
The wisdom from the world tells us that if you're right, you need to fight for it.
但是上头来的智慧告诉我们，温良柔顺能够解决很多地上智慧解决不了。
But the wisdom from heaven teaches us that gentleness and meekness can solve problems that you cannot.
那雅各书里面第三章又说
，James chapter three continues，
说地上的智慧是满有，上头的智慧是满有怜悯。
The wisdom from heaven is full of mercy。
我们对别人的软弱
，for others' weaknesses，
我们满有怜悯。
We have mercy。
这个是上头的智慧
，that comes from the wisdom of heaven。
因为当一个人变成浪子，他所需要的不是责备。
When a person becomes a prodigal son, he does not need more rebuke. He needs mercy.
因为怜悯的心，会到最后，浪子回来的时候，父亲接纳。
And the father accepted his prodigal son because of mercy.
保罗说：“像软弱人，我就做软弱的，为了服了软弱的。”
I become weak to the weak in order to gain them.
对保罗对软弱人，他的怜悯到最后就是要把他得回来。
Paul is merciful and also becomes weak himself in order to regain them.
但是地上的智慧常常使我们对软弱人做刚强。
But the earthly wisdom tells us to be strong against the weak.
所以使软弱人更软弱，就失去了软弱。
And the weak will become weaker until we lose them completely.
就是我们看到地上的智慧所带来的结果跟上头的智慧不一样。
The result from the earthly wisdom is different from the result of the heavenly wisdom.
所以十七节说多结善果。
And so verse 17 tells us to bear good fruit.
也就是在生活当中，因为人有属基督的智慧，所带来生活的改变是好的。
The change that the wisdom of Jesus Christ brings about is good.
人所到的地方所带来的影响是好的。
And wherever you go, you bring good fruit.
好像主耶稣所到过的地方带来的影响是好的。
Wherever Jesus was good, wherever Jesus went, he changed the place and the people for the better.
因为他带来是上帝。
Because he brought with him wisdom of heaven.
但是当时文士法利赛人所走过的地方。
But wherever the teachers of law and Pharisees went,
常常带来嫉妒、纷争、对立。
It brought about jealousy and conflict.
因为他们所有的是地上。
Because all they had was wisdom of the earth.
主耶稣所有是天上。
Jesus brought the wisdom of heaven.
所以这两个对于当时生活所带来影响就不一样。
And so they brought about different results in people's lives.
接下去都没有偏见。
And James continues saying it is impartial.
所以这个没有偏见，就是对一件事情的看法，不会因为对人的喜好、不喜好、看法而改变。
That is to not to judge something based on your preference.
人跟人常常相处之后以后，我们人跟人有感情，会喜欢这个，不喜欢那个。
You meet people, you like someone, and you don't like the other.
那因为有这个人有这种感情的存在，所以对事情的判断常常会因为感情的作用而对错会不一样。
And we may make our decisions on right and wrong based on how we feel for the person.
那这个叫做偏见。
That would be impartial.
那就是地上智慧。
That is acting on earthly wisdom.
但是我们看主耶稣在世界上。
And we look at Jesus.
他没有偏见。
He was impartial.
文士人，什么是法利赛人呢？你们不要效法大先生，但是他讲的我们要听。
He said, "Do not learn from the examples of the teachers and the Pharisees, but what they teach you, you should listen."
所以主耶稣也知道他们讲很多是对的。
Jesus knew that what they taught was right.
不是说因为他们行为不好，他讲的都是错的。
Jesus did not say there, since they do not do good, then what they say is all wrong.
没有偏见。
He was impartial.
这个是主耶稣的一个。上头的智慧
That is Jesus' wisdom from heaven.
因为没有偏见，所以这个判断是可靠的。
And because of impartiality, then the decision is reliable.
是经得起时间考验。
Can be tested.
这个是我们需要。
That's what we need.
是我们的决定能够正确。
For our choices and decisions to be right.
18节。
Verse 18.
是使人和平的。
There will be peacemakers.
所以保罗在我们再回到哥尼多前书的第三章
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3
说我们在世界上有智慧的要变成愚者
We need to become fools in order to be wise
我们在自己的家里面或者在教会神的家里面
Whether in our own homes or in the house of God the church
要把世上的智慧收起来
We need to hide our earthly wisdom
好像愚拙人一样
And become like fools
那我们就能够在神面前变成有智慧的人
Then we will be wise before God
使神的智慧能够带来教会很美好的结果
And God's wisdom will give us good fruit in the church
那在当时教会里面哥林多教会里面
In the Corinthian church
这个纷争有很多是从人的因素
And the conflict came from human relations
就是保罗亚波罗跟彼得
It came from Paul, it arose because of Paul, Apollos, and Peter.
那保罗在讲这一句话，主要是叫告诉他们，你们这样的想法是地上的智慧。
And Paul instructed them that they are thinking from earthly wisdom.
保罗、彼得、亚波罗，这个都是神的器皿而已。
All Peter and Apollos are simply vessels of God.
所以二十二节说，21节
Verse 21 says,
因为无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你的，你们的。所以这些工人也是为你们设立的。
All these workers of God are for you, your benefit.
他们是在信徒的下面。
These workers should be placed below the members.
是为信徒设立的。
They were prepared for them.
不是在信徒的上面。
They were not above the members.
那这个关系如果没有看清楚
，If you did not recognize that relationship,
人的信仰可能很容易动摇。
Then our faith can be easily shaken.
如果把保罗看作高过一般的信徒
，If you think Paul is better than other believers,
那个信仰是靠不住的。
And your faith is not reliable.
因为有一天如果看到保罗有什么缺点
，If one day you see Paul is not perfect,
你信仰就倒下去
，Your faith might fall.
你如果看到彼得有什么缺点
？If you see that Peter has faults,
你信仰就倒下去了。
Your faith will fall.
因为把他的位置高过一般众信。
If you place them above all other believers.
但是如果我们把他想说这是神用的工具而已。
But if you recognize that they're tools that God prepared.
为着服侍众信徒。
In order to serve all men.
那有一天保罗、彼得发生问题，你的信仰不会倒。
If then there's problems in Paul's faith or Peter's faith, your faith will not be affected.
因为信徒是属基督的。
Because the believers belong to Christ.
基督是属神的。
And Christ belongs to God.
信徒不是属工人的。
The members, the believers do not belong to any worker.
如果信徒属工人。
If a member belongs to a worker.
工人发生问题，信徒就倒。
And when the worker falls, the member will also fall.
所以这个是我们在真教会里面一个非常不同的地方。
That's how the true church is different from others.
我们属基督。
We belong to Christ.
基督属神。
Christ belongs to God.
啊，教会里面做圣工工人是服侍信徒。
And the workers of God are servants.
身份很尊贵，但是他的地位是服侍。
They have a noble status, but they are still servants.
那这个就是上头的智慧。
This comes from the wisdom of heaven.
但是哥林多教会因为有世俗的观念，用世俗的想法来摆这个位置。
But the Corinthian church prioritizes people according to earthly ways.
所以教会里面就带来了纷争。
Then there was conflict and quarreling in the church.
因为这些工具，神的工具而起纷争。
And the members quarrel because of these church workers.
那现在有上头来的智慧，把这个关系看清楚了，位置弄好了，问题就没有。
If they have the wisdom from heaven, they will recognize the truth, and there will be no more conflict.
因此，在保罗后来又讲说，信仰的，好像一个房子。
Paul describes faith like a house.
有的是用草木。有用金银宝石盖的。
Some are built with straw, some are built with precious stones.
有时候有的是用草木堆叠盖。
Some are built with straw.
但是火一来就要考验。
And the fire comes to test.
一个人有上头的智慧。
When a person has wisdom from heaven.
我们在建筑我们的信仰，用神的话来建造。
When you build your faith with the word of God.
虽然试验来到，不会倒。
When test comes to you, you will not fall.
但是如果我们信仰是浮在地上的智慧。
But if your faith is built on earthly wisdom,
很容易倒。
It will easily fall.
比方说，我们来教会，如果是想要得着什
么 ，If you come to church to gain something,
而不是要得着基督
，To gain something except Christ,
这个就是地上的智慧。
Then you come with earthly wisdom.
很多的慈善机构，你看，很多的人去慈善机构都想要得着什么
？Why do people go to charity?
啊，他们想要得着什么？
They want to, what do they want?
但是我们来教会最重要是要得着基督。
They want to get something from the charity, but we come to church to gain Christ.
那如果我们有这种上头的智慧
，If we have this wisdom from heaven,
我们在教会里面有真理。
That we know that the church has the truth.
有圣灵
，And the Holy Spirit.
有神的恩典
，And the grace of God.
那我们就满足了。
And that's all we need.
那考验来，我们就不会倒。
And when we have encounter trials, we will not fall.
但是如果我们来教会有不同的动机
，But if we come to church with other motives,
如果我们得不
，And we don't get what you expect,
我们的信仰就动了
，Your faith will be shaken.
所以结论
，So to conclude,
十八节说
，Verse 18 says,
我们要变成愚拙，好成为有智慧。
We should become fools so that we may become wise.
这是最困难的。
That is the most difficult step.
但是信仰一个很重要的转捩点。
But that is would be a turning point in our faith.
要变成愚拙，成为有智慧。
We need to become fools first in order to become wise.